Now, it's time to go Inside the Green Room with Danny Green.
Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Getting ready for some play-in action tonight as the Lakers and Pelicans will get it going in the West. Warriors Kings tonight. And then, of course, our Miami Heat taking on the Philadelphia 76ers tomorrow in their 7-8 matchup. Heat practicing right now. And we're going to talk a little hoops. Let's go out to the guest line and talk to our Odyssey NBA insider, Danny Green. Insider calls are brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure. And Danny, it is great to have you on the show again. Thanks so much for hopping on. Appreciate you.
Oh, thanks for having me, man. Appreciate you guys.
Oh, you're back from the mall.
I was doing a high school event, man. My high school event is called The Throne. It's a national championship, essentially a national championship for high schoolers. And it's still, you know, building up. And we did it inside the American Dream Mall, which was pretty amazing, honestly.
Danny, it just came across on Twitter that Blake Griffin is officially retiring, a man you competed with plenty. What comes to mind? Blake Griffin's career coming to him, but obviously Lob City, you know, I'm sure many great battles with him. What comes to mind with your battles with Blake Griffin?
Just, well, first and foremost, I want to congratulate him. That's a hell of a career, man. Especially coming back from the injuries he's come back from. Not easy deal doing the rehab. But starting out in LA, having a long tenured career there, then doing some things in Detroit, ended up in Boston. It would have been nice to see him win one. I know they were trying to talk about bringing him back for their group this year. I guess that didn't happen. Said he's enjoying his time off. But, you know, sometimes your body gives out. Sometimes your mind is just ready. Who knows? Either way, he had an unbelievable career, man. And super, super proud to be able to say I played with and again, well, played against him mostly throughout college and the NBA. But the battles with him are nonstop, especially with San Antonio Clippers series, back and forth, and the days when he was young, man, even before he's still young. We talk about him like he's old. We're not old, you know? but yeah, the days of battling him when we were younger, unbelievable. Those are some of the battles that I said I'll never forget, but unbelievable career, man.
Danny,
extremely great, great player, even better person, honestly, and a comedian at that too. Like, he's funny at all times.
Isn't it weird that a person with usually guys that are that athletic, and when you think about all the guys who are just coming to the league that are just jumpers and can jump out of a gym, from little guys to big guys or whatever, don't they seem their athletic ability tends to take them, you know, allow them to play a little bit longer? And it's weird for a guy with that athletic ability to, like, just get so injured.
Yeah, sometimes. Actually, a lot of people think the opposite. A lot of people think that those athletes eventually, their careers don't last long because they don't adapt and adjust to be able to play a normal person game.
Right.
You know, they don't develop the other skills. Blake has done that. You know, Vince Carter has done that. DeMar DeRozan. Like, there's a list of guys that I can go on. There's some guys that haven't been able to do that. They didn't develop a fundamental game or a jump shot, and they just relied on the athleticism. But the athleticism allowed them to be able to still run up and down a court and still be athletic, yes. So, yes, they could play longer, but I don't know about playing longer in the league. You know, some guys may have to find other routes, which there's no knock to that. But your athleticism is a gift that you can't teach. and I wish I had it. I never was given that. I was never given that talent at a young age. I had to work at it, and yes, it's something you can't teach, and it could make your career last a lot longer than most guys that can't be athletic, because I said eventually the guys that are not athletic become even more non-athletic and can't run and jump at all,
right?
And they have to rely on their smarts. You have to rely on your smarts early on to outthink everybody and outbeat them. But when you get older, it's like you really have to rely on shooting your smarts, and if you can't move, then it's like it's pretty much done for you.
Danny, if we're going to keep it going with the injury thing. So Duncan Robinson's been dealing with this back thing for the Heat, and he was having an awesome year before this thing flared up. Comes back, doesn't look like he did before he got hurt. Now, I don't know what his situation's going to be, but as a shooter, as a guy who has to run just all the way around, make these guys tired. You were doing the crazy chase down blocks. I mean, one of the best in transition doing that. How much does that affect your game? Just when you don't feel right, it's maybe not, you know, a leg or a foot, but a back just seems to have everything. Like how tough is this to come back from for Duncan?
Man, it sucks because I like Duncan. He's been, and it's great to see him bounce back because there were some years they were really ragging on him. He wasn't getting the minutes and they were killing his confidence. And that's all what this league is about. And that's, especially as a shooter, it's all confidence. But an injury like that, you don't, and all injuries, especially the back, it controls everything. Back, abdomen, like certain lower extremities. It's hard to bounce back from a texture game, especially with the things he does. He's running off screens, BHOs, and he's added more to his game this year. I don't know if you've seen, he's done some off the dribble to the, mm-hmm. to the rim, which is impressive. It's not easy to not think about it. You don't realize how much you need it until you hurt it. It's like one of those things like, damn, I messed an oblique up. You don't realize how much you use your stomach for when you're taking, when you're trying to laugh or you're trying to use the bathroom, you're trying to sleep. And especially with your back, same thing with the back. You don't realize how much you turn, sleep, how you're trying to get up, certain movements. So not just as a shooter, but any NBA player, athlete, trying to do things with your back is not easy when it's hurt. So I hope that he bounces back. He was having a hell of a year. I hope that he continues that because he deserves it. And they're going to need him to make a deep run in the playoffs. If they want to be the Miami team we've seen in the past, they're going to need him to be healthy.
Yeah, Jimmy Butler had one of his famous Jimmy Butler quotes he always likes going to. Did the Slam Magazine interview, and he said that nobody, again, is saying nobody wants to see the Miami Heat in a 7-game series, which as a Heat fan and follower, I love this from Jimmy every single year, just his confidence. And how can you doubt him after, like, everything he pulls off? But, this is the ride that is the Heat. They are very inconsistent. They are yet again going into the play-in. How do you view this Heat team, Danny? Do you think they could do something like this yet again, having to go through Joel Embiid to get into the playoffs and probably stay away from the Celtics a little bit? Or do you feel like this one is maybe they're tapped out going into this one?
I mean, you wouldn't be a smart Ben against Jimmy. So I think they have, as long as you have him, they're inconsistent during the year, of course, because he's out half the time. Jimmy has his issues. He has his, that's why they're consistent. And a lot of other players, Tyler Hero was out more than half the time. Like, they had a lot of injuries. But when they're healthy, and when they have Jimmy, when he's locked in and he's healthy and they're focused, it's a hard team to bet against. But they do lack a lot of the pieces that they had last year. They don't have Gabe Vincent anymore. They don't have Strus. They do have Caleb Martin still. They still have Kevin Love, who had an injury recently. I don't know what the word is on that one. But Duncan Robinson being injured and Kevin Love being injured, it's going to be tougher. But with Bam, Jimmy, Tyler Hero, Terry Rozier, those are some good pieces that I'd be confident to have around Jimmy that says, you know what, I think I could win in the East almost any playoff series. Regardless of who we take. Now, 7-game series. Now, when it comes to 1-on-1 elimination, I don't know. So when it's a play-in, it's a very 50-50 toss-up. Philly is a tough matchup. I do think because they played Philly and I don't think they were 100% healthy, both teams weren't 100% healthy in the past 2 weeks, I think they have the advantage because I wouldn't say Philly thinks that they have them. But I have my money riding on Miami in this game of trying to get the 7th seed. But it's a 50-50 toss-up when it's a 1-game elimination. You never know what night, who's going to show up, who's going to shoot well or shoot poorly. You just never know. And that's what makes the play-in so exciting, right? So,
How do you think Joel has looked? Because I was at the first game that he came back, and he was lighting it up from three, like, right away. But, like, seeing him just get up and try to get up and down the court, do you feel like he looks like somebody who's going to get through a playoff run? How do you think he's looked physically since returning?
Offensively, he's looked okay. Defensively, I don't think he's at where I think they want him to be and where he wants to be. And I think a lot of analysts have broken down when he's himself, when he's back. And that's his recovery to the rim or his reaction to getting to blocking shots. If he's not doing that, then he's not feeling 100% comfortable with that knee. And I have not seen him do that yet. Even offensively, he seems like, he's a little tender at some moments. And he's trying to look to get to the free throw line more and Bill's really, he's got his rhythm back more now than he did in game one and two of him being back. But still, I don't think he's quite there yet. I still think he's about 10% short of his offensive game of being comfortable. And defensively, I think he's about 20% short because I just don't see him protecting the rim or reacting or trying to, you know.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY to 467-369 or visit oasas.ny.gov/gambling. Standard text messaging rates apply. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Utah, and other states where prohibited.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming 420 on Hulu.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The time and way you see how he was in the Boston series last year, just blocking everything and how much space he can take up and cover in a short amount of time. If he's not doing that, it's going to be hard to win series. But East is so open, it's not hard to win the certain series, but the bigger series, it's going to be harder for them to get through. If they play a Milwaukee or a Boston or a New York Knicks, those series are the ones that I would not be comfortable with if I'm Nick Nurse and the Philadelphia 76ers.
No. So, you know, I'm looking at the East. I believe anybody can win the East, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like Boston has been coasting for so long mm-hmm. that, and the thing that if you should have a concern with Boston, if you're a Boston fan, they shoot a ton of threes. And when they go cold, they don't score. They don't mm-hmm. like, they don't find like during the course of a game, they don't make an adjustment and say, we're not making threes. Let's go to the rim and get some buckets. They just keep chucking up threes. And so we've seen teams that shoot the three well that come up short. But when you look at Philly, when you look at, you know, some of these other teams, like a lot of them haven't been there. Philly's trying to get there. And so why wouldn't the Heat feel like, you know, we've been here, we've mm-hmm. done this, we know we're going through. My only thing is, like you said earlier, man, a one-game series is a crapshoot. Like, yeah. Somebody gets hot at the wrong time, and you sitting at home going, what the hell just happened?
For sure. But luckily, Boston's not in the play-in, so they're okay.
Right.
When, when it comes to Miami, Philly, and, you know, Bulls and Atlanta, it's like, all right, yeah. Atlanta could get hot, and then the other teams could go cold, and it's just a
right.
one-game series. So that's what makes it tough.
Right.
These games are toss-ups. That's why it's so exciting. But these are the matchups people want to see. You know, with players, the love-hate relationship Draymond talked about earlier, people hate the plan, but they love to watch the fans thing. And it's
right.
a one-game elimination like the NCAA tournament. Not every year does the best team win. And I mean, this year, I think the UConn Huskies definitely were the best team in the tournament, and they won. But not every year you get that, because the best teams sometimes have a bad night, and it's hard to win those games when you have a bad night. But, yes, Boston does fall in love with the three. They are mature and inconsistent. But with Kristaps and Jrue Holiday, I do like them a lot much more this year than past year. They do lack some depth, but I do like Sam Hauser and Pritchard off the bench, Cornett, Xavier Tillman. They picked up some pieces. They don't use them as well as they should, I think, anyway. But the one stat that did shockingly surprise me and was, like, concerning, no free throws, first time in ever in NBA history. It's unacceptable.
It's
like in a full NBA game. That shows me, let's say, you're not adjusting or attacking the paint like you should. So they need to find a way to get to the free throw line. Porzingis can protect the rim, whatever they need to do. And obviously, seven game series, you could have an off night or two. You just can't have four of them. So that's why they're safer. They're not in the play in. But even still, when it comes down to the better teams, you got to play defense and you got to find ways to make other plays happen. You can't just live and die with the three. Certain teams can do that. Even Golden State, they live in, but they also play defense. They also got to the free throw line some. They also shot to mid-range. They got to the basket. You got to mix it up. You can't just have one. You can't be a one-trick pony in this league.
Talking to Danny Green, our Odyssey NBA Insider. Insider calls brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Equipped for adventure with the capable features like the H-Track all-wheel drive and standard third-row seating. Danny, I want to ask you this. As a great defender that you were, you look at a guy like Bam Adebayo. I think he gets his flowers, but I feel like it's still underrated in some degrees when it always comes to like awards. He's never been first team all defense. Well, where do you think he stands in the league?
I think he's one of the best bigs in the league. He's right behind Joel and Jokic. Like if he's not number, he's in the top five. He's not number three or four. AD had a great year this year. He's been healthy. Outside of those three guys, you can't name a bunch of other bigs that are way better than him. You know, Brook Lopez is really good, protects him, shoots threes, but he does it differently. You know, there's not a ton of guys that I can think of that are like top better than Bam. There's some that are really great defensively. Jared Allen, Evan Mobley. There's a couple of, you know, Julius Randle he's not really a big. Mitch Robinson protects the rim. There's four men, but at the center spot, there's not many guys better than him. The reason why he doesn't get the recognition is because they're so inconsistent as a group and they don't win as much. But if Jimmy and Tyler Hero were healthy all year round and they played the whole game, I think they'd be a top three seeded team, which they rightfully should, at least in a top four. There's no way, no disrespect to Orlando. They're a really good team. No disrespect to Cleveland. Very good team. These teams are younger than you guys. Only teams I see that are better, more mature, and have like maybe not even, you guys have the better, but one of the best coachings in the East, probably the best coaching in the East. There's only said Boston is better talent-wise and more consistent. Outside of that, it really should be them. Especially if Philly's hurt, Milwaukee's hurt, New York's hurt. Mm-hmm. New York is the only other team, one healthy, I think, that is like with Tibbs and Philly. They should be in the top four teams. So if they were that, Bam would be a first-team defensive guy. And maybe defensive player of the year if they were, you know, stayed healthy and more in the top three.
Yeah, Wembanyama's going to steal that award for like the next 5 years, though, yeah? Like
they got to win. They got to win.
Right.
You can't be a defensive player of the year and not stop anybody. He's really good at what he does. It's hard to give that award to them if they're in the bottom half of the league. You know what I'm saying? But they'll find a way, right? But instead, Rudy Gobert is still in Minnesota, and they're still in the top seed in the West. It's hard to not give it to him. Get Bam doing his thing, or Brook Lopez, he's in Milwaukee, if they're at the top of the East. Or if you have somebody in the top of the East on Boston, whereas Chris Stapps, he has a great year, or Drew Holiday, he's going to be first team. But defensive player of the year, you got to give these awards to guys that win. Like, that's just my opinion. Winning matters.
Danny, always great to have you on, man. We appreciate it. Before we get you out of here, tonight, who do you like tonight? Lakers, Pelicans, Warriors, Kings? Who do you think's coming out of tonight's game?
I got the Warriors. Sorry, Sacramento's going home. I got the Pelicans, man. I got the Pelicans tonight. I think AD and Bron still play. They just beat them recently. The reason why I got Miami and the Philly series and Pelicans and Lakers series is because they recently played each other in the past week or two. And I'm going to go with the team that lost. It's hard to beat a team twice within a week or two. Lakers, I don't see them beating them twice within a week. I don't see Philly beating Miami twice within a week, week and a half. It's just very hard to do.
Appreciate the time, Danny. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Danny.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
There you go. That was Odyssey NBA Insider Danny Green. Ooh. Insider calls brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure. He was fantastic. He had some interesting
He had some interesting, like, interesting stuff. Because, like, with the defensive player of the year, I mean, Cleveland's been okay, but Miami's been better, right? And so they could easily have given that award to Bam, but they don't. The
It's not even the one, like, it's not even the defensive player of the year. I know politically, like, it is what it is. The Heat weren't a good team, like, with Minnesota this year. So Rudy Gobert, like, I could see that one coming a mile away. They were going to give it back to Rudy Gobert, and they probably will. Wemby has been on a tear these last 20 games. Him and the odds were going up. So it's the first team all defense that he never gets. Like, that's the one that really annoys me.
Well,
it's like,
because
you can't tell me there are five better defenders than him in the league.
No, but doesn't do they not do position?
I don't care.
Because here's the deal. No, but here's the deal. If somebody else wins defensive player of the year and they play the same position as Bam, right? So if Bam in defensive player of the year is fourth, right? That means that I'm just using bro science. Those three guys will get more all defensive votes than he will. And so how does he fit in there with all defense? One, two, or three? If you're fourth and most of the guys that win that position,
I think they do two backcourt and they do three front court. I think that's the way they did it. Because last year they did Jaren Jackson, Brooke Lopez, and Evan Mobley.
Okay, and they all play the same damn position.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
Evan Mobley. Anyway, appreciate Danny Green for hopping by on our Toyota Hollywood guest line as well. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.